So many Arizonans are taking out new home loans that the state leads the nation in new mortgage debt. The latest Federal Reserve numbers show Arizonans took out $1.25 billion in home loans from April to June. George Mason University real estate finance professor Tony Sanders says most of those loans are for entry-level and lower-tier priced homes.
Well, it turns out Phoenix is getting a lot of mortgage refinancings because of the massive rate drop that we're all well aware of. And so what's happened is that since housing prices in the entry sector have really skyrocketed since their lows, that's what's really driving a lot of the debt coming in out of Phoenix for housing.
The latest mortgage debt numbers are causing some concern as they're at the highest level since prior to the Great Recession. And we know how that ended for Arizona. The question is, could we be headed to a situation that's nearly as damaging? Our co-host Steve Goldstein spoke with Susan Wachter, a professor of finance at the Wharton School of Business, and they started by talking about the surge in refinancing and the increase in housing prices.
The main reason across the nation for this huge surge in refi mortgages, and that it's coming on the refi side, is that rates are falling. They're falling to below 4%, which is lows, and at these lows, it makes sense to refi. You can save hundreds of dollars on the typical mortgage per month, which is meaningful.
Are there certain things you're looking at to see whether these are truly good signs in the short term, maybe even intermediate term?
It is certainly adding to overall ability to spend, and we are concerned about a recession. The major concern out there is a recession. And that's why mortgage refi demand is up, but mortgage origination demand isn't up nearly as much. Borrowers have pulled back as high housing prices are weighing against the housing market. Nonetheless, housing prices keep on rising, though not at the rate that they were increasing. And that's a bit of a concern because their rents are rising, housing prices are rising, but housing prices are rising more than rents. And that's always a worrisome sign.
So does it make sense to you that people would start to make comparisons to the couple of years before the Great Recession? Or is that because people sort of have some form of PTSD based on that? Are there enough signs where it makes sense for you for people to bring that up?
Well, it's certainly important to bring it up. And now is not the time to point to that year and say, we're there. We're not. It's not the time to panic. But if it's time to panic, it's too late. So now is the time to think about where are we going with this? Are we going to expand mortgage debt to the high levels as they were? We're nowhere there yet. But there certainly is concern as cash out refi increases mortgage debt.
How does a boost in mortgage debt currently, if we're looking at it right now, affect the general economy? Can there be pluses and minuses to that?
Absolutely, because the access to cash through a cash-out mortgage is going to increase overall spending and help prevent that recession. Nonetheless, individuals, as they increase their obligations, are more at risk if there is a recession. If you lose a job and you're in a recession, and housing prices remain high, that's not much of a problem from the overall perspective of financial stability because, you know, if you can't make those payments, well, at least you can sell at a profit. The real problem is if we get to a situation where housing prices fall and the recession is deep enough, then that can happen too. And it's there that we have to really worry about the rerun of 2006.
How much does the general housing market, whether we're talking about refinancing or whether it's a seller's market, buyer's market, how much does the housing market, real estate generally, factor into the U.S. economy at this point?
It's a big factor. It's a major factor. It's a factor because housing expenditures are the largest expenditure. The housing purchase is the largest expenditure. And if the housing market is still a positive, although it's not as much of a positive as it has been. And the Fed's lowering interest rates do stimulate the market mostly through housing activity. So we'll have to see how this plays out, but it feels very end of the cycle in terms of attempts cyclical expansion. But we are at the longest expansion we've ever been. And at the end of expansions, it's usually housing that gets hit first.
Susan Wachter is a finance professor at the Wharton School of Business.